the dip in donations. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Welcome to Sovereign Mind Radio. This is Mark Kent, and I am your host. We are sponsored by North State Consultants, Inc., best tax prep and consultants in the business. Their telephone number is 530-221-0101, and consultations are by appointment only. You're listening to 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio, and today is Christmas, December 25th. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody out there. Merry Christmas, Bob.
Merry Christmas, Linda.
There you go.
And Mark. Sorry, too much eggnog.
Anyway, this show is being recorded, so it's not live, so the chat room isn't open. But we wanted to do a little bit of a Christmassy show for you guys today, and, we're probably so unprepared we're not even sure what ends up. But
going to give it a good shot, though, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to give it our best try and see what happens here. I wanted to give another shout-out and say Merry Christmas to Andrew Spanfellner. Hope you're getting well and everything's going great for you. And, like I say, we're look forward to the day you're back in circulation. So, anyway, your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now. What's it going to take to pry your butts up off the couch? How bad does it have to get before you start doing something? This program wants to give you as many solutions as possible. You need to start by educating yourself on the issues, talk to your neighbors, go to a Tea Party meeting, check out the website, do whatever you can to protect yourself and your family against big out-of-control government, start a neighborhood watch, something, but get involved now because, it's getting to a point out there where being involved isn't optional anymore.
Well, we're running out of time, I think. We need to get going here.
Yep, absolutely. Reminders, Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night, and I'm sure they're meeting tomorrow night.
I believe it's a movie night on the 26th.
Okay. You don't know what
movie? I don't know what the movie is off the top of my head. I think there's a couple choices, but yeah, they'll be having movie nights. So.
Well, there you go. We're totally unprepared. So, anyway, the Tea Party stands for Limited Government, Fiscal Responsibility, and Adherence to the Constitution. And I wanted to let everybody know that Sovereign Minds now will be starting, I believe it's the 4th of January, whatever that Saturday is.
The first Saturday.
Yeah, the first Saturday in January will be at a new time on at 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings. So that's a great switch for us. And actually,
it'll be live guys out there. It's not going to be a pre-recorded show on Saturday.
Right. We've been playing a pre-recorded show from the week before every Saturday, so now that's going to be our live show, and we're not going to be on Sunday evenings anymore. So anyway, that's some new stuff coming down the pipe. The first quote that I have here is, "Life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains or slavery. Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." That's Patrick Henry, I think. Most of us would know that, I would think.
Yeah. Yep.
Very good.
And that's a good one.
I like that one because, the real deal is, that's kind of how I feel.
I love my freedom.
I'm not even sure, how the timing is on everything, but we're going to talk a little bit about taxes here. And, I kind of had a couple of things that I wanted to tell everybody about deductions and things that we need to do for ourselves in the coming year as far as, starting a business possibly or, doing whatever we can to offset our tax burdens, which is a legal method of, getting better tax breaks. But to start off with, I had a funny deduction under medical expenses that, you know, just to show you how screwed up this code is and how it's not about, you know, fairness or anything. It's about, you know, whoever has the biggest lobbyist and the big business so that they can pay little or none. But one of the things that you can actually deduct, believe it or not, is an Indian medicine man. So I thought that everybody should go out and get an Indian medicine man this year and pay him, because then, you know, he could shake the rattles and the chickeny de bones and, you know, and that's voodoo, I guess, but...
Well, okay. Well, get a deduction at the same time as he's doing all the voodoo stuff, huh?
So just in case you didn't,
like that.
You didn't know that, you can deduct your Indian medicine man. So I'm seriously considering hiring one.
I bet we can go up on the river and find one or two.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We not even have to go that far, you know.
That's true.
Maybe Richard wants to... Oh, never mind. So
he probably doesn't like that, but, you know.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, we kind of wanted to go over a couple things on the taxes for the people that are out there that are having any tax problems. You know, I wanted to let you know that, whether you know it or not, that if you have a tax bill that you can't pay, there are mechanisms that you can do as far as putting together what's called a 433A, which is a financial statement. So let's say that, you know, after you pay all of your necessary living expenses, which have to be allowed under the law, the IRS has to allow those. So if you guys are being bullied out there by any of the local collection officers, not to name anybody's names, but we know who they are.
Yeah, there's just a couple out there that we know about.
One in particular.
Yeah.
They tend to tell you what you can't do, not what you can do. And so it's best that you try to get some good advice on that, because they, you know, you're allowed to deduct off of that statement your mortgage, your rent. In other words, those things, they can't put you out on the street to pay the tax bill. So let's say after all your necessary living expenses come to such an amount, and let's say that you have $50 left over, well, that's all the IRS can collect legally. And I don't think a lot of people know
that.
No,
I don't think they do, and I don't think people realize what rights they do have and how many rights we do have in regards to fighting with the IRS or going along with the laws.
You know, it's interesting, because they're supposed to tell you about this stuff, but my experience is that in collections, they never tell you about this stuff.
No, they don't. And they make people believe that they have to go, like, mortgage their house and...
Or believe that the IRS can do anything they want to.
Correct,
and
yes.
There's no recourse,
yeah.
which is crap, because, you know, actually, if a person is out there, an IRS personnel is out there telling you that, for example, you're not allowed those kind of expenses that are necessary to live in a financial statement, and they can't collect over and above that, is actually a false and misleading statement, which is a crime under federal law. And a lot of people don't know these type of things. And so what happens is that if you're dealing with the IRS yourself and you don't understand the rules, guess what?
Oh, they're going to slaughter you.
Yeah, it's kind of like
it's
kind of like the 49ers playing the Chargers, and the 49er coach has to go over there and keep asking the Chargers what the rules are. Guess who's going to win?
Let's see. Let's really think about that, you know?
Yeah, it's not a good situation, but that's what's happening out there in a lot of cases, is that the bullies in the local collection arm of the IRS, not to mention any names, but maybe I will sooner or later. I'd like to get some responses out there, and you can write to us at 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, and that's Redding, California, 96003, and let us know if you've had any encounters with local IRS agents that have been either unreasonable, obnoxious, bullying tactics, aggressive, those types of things. We're kind of looking to see what's been going on out there, because I have a feeling that the person that I'm speaking of in the collection arm of the IRS locally seems to be, I bet he's bullying a lot more people than that is being reported out there.
Well, I'm sure it is. And we know of a few people ourselves that this is happening to, and it seems to be happening a lot to, I shouldn't say a lot, but to the elderly. And we've come across this a time or two in the past.
So there's an intimidation tactics that they use in a lot of cases. Not all of them. I'm speaking of one guy in particular that I know of that I've had bad experiences with. And he seems to think that bullying is the rule of the day.
And he doesn't think anybody will do anything about it. So we would love to have people write to us or even call us at the 530-221-0101, and we'd be happy to hear your story.
All right. So we'll come back with that. We're going to go to a break now, and this is our first song, and I hope you enjoy this, and have a Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing a bushel of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty.
Your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
You served your country. Now the Veterans Crisis Line is here to serve you. If you're a veteran in crisis or know a veteran who is, help is available. Call the Veterans Crisis Line today at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Or chat online at www.veteranscrisisline.net. It's your call.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas, 'cause I ain't been nothing but bad. somebody snitched on me. I tied a knot in Susie's hair. Somebody snitched on me. I did a dance on mommy's plant. Climbed the tree and tore my pants. Filled that sugar bowl with ants. Somebody snitched on me.
Whatever you do, 'cause if you're bad, I'm warning you.
That's right. You're not going to get anything for Christmas there, guy. That one's for our local collection officer.
Yeah, our favorite IRS guy.
What a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting nothing for Christmas. And maybe more than that if he's not careful. Who knows? It could be that he gets nothing for Easter as well.
Well, that's a good possibility. He needs to get nothing.
I have a quote here. Alexander Hamlin said, if the Congress can employ money indefinitely to the general welfare, the powers of Congress would subvert the very foundation, the very nature of limited government established by the American people. Maybe the welfare clause doesn't mean everybody gets welfare. Maybe it means that when they say promote the general welfare.
Oh, it doesn't mean that I'm entitled to it?
That doesn't mean you get the government to give you everything. It means that the government is supposed to protect
everybody. So I'm back to getting nothing
equally.
For Christmas?
Well, I don't know. You might not get nothing, you know. I mean, there you go. I mean, it's all about, you know, the government's supposed to be protecting us, not
enslaving us
or using us for their own ends. I mean, here's one from John Adams. The moment the idea is admitted into society that property is not as sacred as the laws of God and that there is not a force of law and a public justice to protect it, anarchy and tyranny commence.
Wow, that's a pretty powerful quote there.
Well, you think that the Founding Fathers were pretty brilliant? I think so. And so, you know, we look at the IRS right now and the collection of taxes. And basically, when we got the IRS, that was in 1913, right along with the Federal Reserve Act. It's funny that you have to have some collection agency to collect the money to pay the debt on the banks. Just coincidence, though, you do understand. And this is all for our own good.
Well, yeah. They're really looking out for us, you know. They have our well-being at heart when they say these things.
Yeah. I mean, what else would it? What else could it be? couldn't be that they're tyrants and they're trying to take over our rights and our property and put us in servitude to the banking industry. No. I think when the corporations co-opt the government through debt and different means. It's called fascism. Anybody think we're getting close to that?
I think we're pretty close.
Quiet. Oh,
shh. Can we say that, Bob? Shh.
boy. This is the Christmas show, guys. We're just
I have
ton of fun here.
Finger on the button on the Christmas show.
Oh boy. So anyway, we wanted to make sure that you guys, you know, if you are being badgered or harassed or, you know, don't understand your rights with engagements from the IRS, we highly recommend that you get a hold of us at North State Consultants, 221-0101. And or if you have been harassed in the past by local collection people.
Or even if you just want to know what your rights are. I mean, they, you know, people do get notices, and they don't have any idea what the notice is about, and they'll contact collections or another department in the IRS.
Right.
And they have no idea.
There's actually really good people in the IRS, too. And a lot, and in fact, I got to say that there's some really good local people here in the IRS as well. But then there's those other ones that aren't getting nothing for Christmas, or should I say nothing for Christmas, because, you know, this is the kind of guy that, he went to the doctor, and the doctor told him, he needed a brain scan. And so when he went to the doctor and he got a brain scan, they didn't find nothing.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Maybe we should play some more Christmas music.
You're not real fond of this guy, are you?
No, we're not,
Nah.
The problem with it is, especially like some of the people we know that's been involved with him, like I say, are elderly people. And, I mean, they're, getting sick and having to go to the doctor and stuff because this guy is putting so much stress on them that they don't even know how to live. They're like barricading themselves in their house in a way because until we got involved, they didn't know what their rights were. And so it's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing.
They think they're above the law.
Some of them do, and some of them in particular that are at the local collection level do. The ones that are getting nothing for Christmas. we're kind of got a little bit of an axe to grind on this one, and so we think that it is our official duty to speak freely of this situation and maybe get a few more people involved in the process so anyway, we're going to go to a break right now, and this one goes right out to that collection guy. This one's for you and for the Obamas, or the Baracks and the Obamas in Hawaii that are spending $4 million plus of our dollars on the beach, while the rest of us are wondering where we're going to get a job and are heading into deep, dark depression. So this one's for you, guys, and with that, we'll go to the break. This is 1460 KCNR. Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media. Hoping you're having a blue Christmas.
Without you, I'll be so blue. Just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. Same dear, if you're not here with me, and when the blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be due. With your Christmas of white, but I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Auto insurance program from the Hartford is now available through Sisku Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Sisku Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from the Hartford.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friend to wish me greeting once again. Choirs will be singing silent night, Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. And relations and salutations sure as the stars shine above. This is Christmas, yes, Christmas, my dear. The time of year to be with the one you love. Then won't you tell me you'll never more roam? Christmas and New Year's will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain, 'cause I'll be happy, happy once again.
Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media. Merry Christmas. That song should be "Please Stay Home for Christmas, Congress and the President and the Senate." It's not good. It's not.
Please don't come back.
Please don't come back. Every time they show up, it's going to cost us more money and grief. Oh, boy.
But we hope that you all are with your loved ones for this Christmas.
We hope you're having a great day. We hope that you got a lot of presents and the kids and there's food and all that good stuff that makes turkey sandwiches the wonder, seventh wonder of the world.
And a little bit of eggnog maybe in there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, with our Tax Day Christmas special, I have a couple more quotes. And this one is from our great man that lived a few hundred years ago, Benjamin Franklin. I am for doing good to the poor, but I differ in opinion of the means. I think the best way of doing good to the poor is not making them easy in poverty, but leading them or driving them out of it. In my youth, I traveled much, and I observed in different countries that the more public provisions were made for the poor, the less they provided for themselves, and of course became poorer. And on the contrary, the less that was done for them, the more they did for themselves and became richer.
Isn't that amazing? Even back then, our founding fathers understood.
Well, it's human nature. It's basic human nature. The more you give them, the less they do. And the less you give them, the more they do. Gee, does that sound like something that we might have a problem with today? You know, gee, let's just extend their unemployment benefits forever. No problem.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Hey, what the heck? You know?
And all the other entitlements that go with that.
Absolutely. And the next one, staying on theme, is what at first was plunder assumed the softer name of revenue. That's Thomas Paine. So let's see. Plunder.
Pain.
Pain. Actually, this next one, this is a presidential tax quote.
Wow, okay.
This is very much contrary to our present president. He'd say, workers of the world unite. this was Calvin Coolidge, and he said, collecting more taxes than is absolutely necessary is legalized robbery.
Wow. That couldn't be happening today, could it?
Yeah, so I guess if you keep spending money, because, of course, none of this is the president's fault. I mean, good grief. I mean, you know, it was all handed to him by Bush.
Yeah, Bush caused all of this problem. It was all
the
problem. In our country
I guess
right
the
now.
Fact that he spent like $8 trillion since he got in office or whatever it is, you know, spent more money than all of the other presidents combined since George Washington had nothing to do with the problem. It was just handed to him. It's not his fault. It's
you know, that's hard to wrap your mind around, of, you know, that he spent more than all the presidents combined.
But it's not his fault. He hasn't got a spending problem. It's the economy. It's George Bush. It's the Republicans. It's the Congress. My dog ate the paper.
Well, that doesn't work.
Well, no, not really.
Oh.
I guess the fact that the economy's still crashing, tanking, getting worse, is just not his fault. Time to go to Hawaii. Maybe he needs to stay there and sing Blue Christmas by Elvis for a while.
That would be good. Yeah. I think that would make a lot of people happy, actually.
Yeah, I'm thinking that we won't go there.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. All right. So what else have we got to talk about? Well, we could talk about anything we want because this is our program. We could do whatever we want.
Wow. We like that. There's just so much to talk about. That's the problem. There's just so much going on in the world right now.
Yeah, we're being overwhelmed and overrun and over whatever, overregulated, overtaxed. Yeah, okay.
But get up off the couch and get plugged in somewhere. It doesn't matter really what it is, but get plugged in somewhere.
Well, maybe plugged in is not the right phrase.
Maybe
because
not.
I think if they get up off the couch and plug into something, it's probably a video game or, you know.
Oh, my bad. I wasn't thinking along those lines.
You know, it'd be like I was hearing a story this morning about, you know, okay, this woman, they're after the Xbox, you know, because it's like the shopping day, Black Friday or whatever.
Oh.
And so they're both going after the Xbox, right? And the one can't get to it, so she pulls out her pepper spray and maces the other.
Oh, jeez. Over an Xbox.
Over
okay,
an Xbox. And I'm thinking, okay, situational awareness. What am I doing in L.A. on Black Friday trying to buy an Xbox? You know, but
I
guess...
Smart meter shut off my microphone. I was going to say, can the smart meters shut off your Xbox? I don't know.
Maybe. But then they would... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a good question because then that would be pretty smart of the meter to shut off the Xbox. I don't know. I mean, good question. Maybe we should call up the UN and say, hey, are you guys going to shut off our Xbox? Because if you do, I'm bringing the mace. Okay.
Well, I bet a lot of those people would get up off the couch if they knew their Xbox
go, go to the UN General Assembly, and I'm going to have cargo pants loaded with mace. And, you know, then it'll be like, here's Agenda 21 for you.
I'll blast
you. You know, just, you know, with that, on that theme, let's talk about Rosa Quarrey's book, Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. I think everybody should read it. It's very enlightening as to what the process has been in the last few years since we've signed these treaties, the Earth Summit treaties. And, of course, that was Bush's fault, too. Oh, was it the first Bush? H.W. Walker, H.W. Bush. Which one's that? Herbert Walker. He's the dad, right?
Back in 92, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I guess it was the Bush. Well, I guess it was the first Bush fault. Not the second Bush.
Bush 1 and Bush 2.
Bush 1 and Bush 2. And there's one... And you know something? They say there's a communist behind every bush.
Okay.
Is that what they say?
I
guess they do now.
I thought that's what they said. okay, so I don't know. Maybe we should tap dance for a little while here.
Well, I think we could talk a little bit more about Rosa Quarrey.
We could take a break now and come back with Rosa Quarrey.
Okay.
That would be great.
Okay.
Christmas music.
Right. Let's take
enjoy some more Christmas music,
Christmas
everybody.
Christmas music. Ho, ho, ho. Stay away from the mace and the Xbox. This is 1460 KCNR Radio, Sovereign Minds. I'm Mark Kent, and this is the home of the Free Fire Media.
Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. So then I am dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days, may your days be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
Holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 toast across America cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive, near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie sitting on a thistle. Every time I try to speak, all I do is whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Sovereign Minds. that one was for you, Terry. I know you need your, I don't know about your two front teeth, maybe it's your two back molars, but, you know, maybe you'll get them for Christmas.
We were all enraptured with Spike Jones there.
Yeah.
Having way too much fun in him
today. Yeah, you know, what can you say? You know, that's what happens. You just show up 90% of the time, and you're going to do better than not showing up at all, I guess. We have some more tax quotes.
Unless you're Congress.
Yeah, well, you know, Congress could stay home almost indefinitely, and you know something? The economy would probably get better.
Everybody would be much happier.
I have some more tax quotes, and these are great ones. First one. Government is like a baby. An elementary canal with a big appetite at one end and no sense of responsibility at the other.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't hold it all the way to the end of the quote.
That was Ronald Reagan. Here's another good one. U.S. Internal Revenue Service, an agency modeled after a revenue-raising concept of the 19th century economist Jesse James. That was by Robert Brault. I'm not sure. Yeah, the 19th century economist Jesse James. Hand over the money. One more here. The United States has a system of taxation by confession. I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Is that like involuntary and voluntary and mandatory?
Oh, that's a voluntary tax. You do understand. As long as I have a gun on you, you'll voluntarily hand it over.
You'll pay your taxes one way or another.
I think that's, the old 1984 doublespeak, you know? Yeah, you voluntary means much more than it used to.
Voluntary is mandatory. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Mandatory is voluntary.
Yeah
it's, it doesn't matter words, anymore. It doesn't matter words. Just words, it doesn't matter.
You can change the definitions. I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. What the heck? I mean, why wouldn't you? Because that's what they do. So, anyway, I have a headline here. Debt-free United States notes were once issued under JFK, and the U.S. government still has the power to issue debt-free money. This comes from the Economic Collapse blog. I need some water. The Economic Collapse blog, this is December 19th, 2011, and it says, most Americans have no idea that the U.S. government once issued debt-free money directly into circulation. America once thrived under a debt-free monetary system, and we can do it again. The truth is that the United States is a sovereign nation, and it does not need to borrow money from anyone. Back in the days of JFK, the Federal Reserve notes not only were not the only currency in circulation. Now, isn't that interesting?
That's very interesting.
Wow. Under JFK and at various other times, a limited number of debt-free United States notes were issued by the United States Treasury and spent by the U.S. government without any new debt being created. So they can print money and have the same effect of putting into the economy without borrowing it, so there's no debt. So let me see. Why would we actually borrow from ourselves?
And charge our self-interest.
And charge our self-interest if we didn't have to. And why don't we just wipe out the interest by wiping out the debt?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Stroke of a pen, boom, gone. See you later, Fed.
We know all this because it says it on the media, the regular media. Yeah, it's out there for everybody to know.
I guess they just missed this one on O'Reilly.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Kind of like the spending thing.
Yeah,
too,
and Hannity and Cavuto and
MSNBC.
Anderson Cooper. geez, I guess they just missed this, overlooked this little $15 trillion glitch.
Wow. Well, I guess if you're like Corzine, you can do that, right?
Hey, why not? Yeah. We got an article on Corzine here.
I have no idea where the $15 billion went.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just a minor little error. What's the problem?
I didn't have the checkbook that day.
Excuse me, $15 trillion.
You know, I didn't notice that, my wife went Christmas shopping, and I noticed that the Macy's and what's the other one? Nordstrom's. Their stock went way up. I don't know nothing. $15 trillion, just misplaced. Corazon, what a guy. You know that they did, interesting about that MF Global thing, is that the head of the CME, Terrence something, the other day said that he knew that Corazon knew that he spent the money. So he's been ratted out, like on Friday. So let's see if they arrest.
He got snitched on.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and he ain't getting nothing for Christmas either.
Somebody snitched on him.
Pretty much, yeah. So we'll see if the handcuffs come out.
Well, they should.
But what they'll probably do is Congress will have a session where they change the laws to make it not illegal to steal money from the investors.
Oh, don't give them any more ideas. Not that they haven't been doing that, but let's not give them.
Well, but that's just another way of stealing. I mean, it's like, come on, stop. All right. Okay, so let's go back to JFK here. JFK, at various other times, limited number of debt. United States, blah, 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 spent by the U.S. government creating new debt. In fact, each bill said United States note right on the top of it. Unfortunately, United States notes are not being issued today. If you stop right now and pull a dollar out of your wallet, what does it say at the top? It says Federal Reserve note. normally the way our current system works is that whenever more Federal Reserve notes are created, more debt is also created. This debt-based money system is systematically destroying the wealth of this nation. But that couldn't be the problem. Let's talk about everything else but that. It does not, you know, our dollar is not our dollar. It's their dollar, and they're lending it to us, and it's backed by debt. So our dollar is backed by a promise to pay and an IOU.
There you go.
And this is not a problem. Okay. I mean, this should be, you know, hey, I'm Bill O'Reilly, and this is the No Spin Zone.
Fair and balanced. Yeah, fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced. We just won't talk about banking or anything that has anything to do with monetary policy. And that Ron Paul, what a jerk. That's Uncle Ron, crazy Uncle Ron. He doesn't know anything about what he's talking about when he keeps talking about the Federal Reserve being the root of the evil. No, that couldn't be a problem. Yeah, here we go.
You know, at the time this is being recorded, Paul has taken over the lead in Iowa, according to one poll.
Yeah.
Of course, by the time this airs, the media may have taken him out. Who knows?
Well, that's just it. Is that, newsflash, wake up, American people, wake up. The media is trying to manipulate you into voting for, let's see, I was going to say Biden, but he's...
no, it's Romney.
Romney. Mitt Biden.
I guess it's always a possibility, but,
Newt Romney? It was Newt Romney, Mitt Biden, and who's the other guy? Gingrich.
That Joe Gingrich fellow.
Yeah, the Joe Gingrich.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, I think they're all a part of the same club. What club was that? Skull and Bone? No. I know. M-I-C.
Oh, boy. K-E-Y.
Sorry. It's Christmas. I hope you guys are having fun now. Okay.
Because we sure are here in the studio, guys.
We have a minute to go. Okay. And I got a couple of quotes here. I guess this is it. Is this it? We're done?
I got about a minute to wrap up.
Okay. Yeah. So let's see. I got two quotes.
Take you out with another Christmas song.
When the federal government spends more each year than it collects in tax revenue, it has three choices. It can raise taxes, print money, or borrow money. While these actions may benefit politicians, all three are very bad for the average American.
Imagine that.
Guess who said that? Ron Paul.
Oh, not him.
No, crazy Uncle Ron's at it again, talking about monetary policy.
Did he have his foil hat on the same time?
Yeah, I know. Oh, boy. Yeah. Just discredit that guy. He's not following anything of common. Really? Really? Okay, and those other guys are because they're obviously, you know, smart and, you know, dangerous.
They're in that club again.
Yeah, the club. Okay, let's say, last quote, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington. Anything to add to this? Anybody out there?
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas
yes,
and
Merry
Happy
Christmas
New
Year. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Maybe you should say that on the three. One, two, three. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. With that, I think we're done.
Here's hoping we're back here doing this a year from now.
This is Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media, not Comedy Central. Have a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time.
When you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know.
and everyone you meet.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is